Tuesday, the dinner guest had a wooden leg.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Ever took an IQ test?
No, I don't believe I ever did. Why?
Well, now, they was talking about all kinds of tests on TV last night.
All kinds of IQ tests?
Well, no, mostly them tests to get into college.
Well, what about them?
Well, they say they ain't fair.
How's that?
I don't know. They call it racial bias. I believe they said whatever that means.
Well, that means the test is slanted toward one group or another. Hey, hi, Mr. Buddy.
He'd know about that stuff.
Oh, what stuff, Sam?
IQ tests and stuff. They said on TV that they wasn't no good.
Oh, that show last night. Yeah, I saw that. Well, I never have thought those tests were valid. Say, I got one in my car. Just a minute. Let me go get it.
I took an IQ test in the Army.
Was it biased?
I bet that's why I got permanent KP. The test is slanted. That's what it
was.
Well,
now, here's a copy of last year's SAT test that was given to high school seniors.
Is it biased?
I don't think so. I think it's just a little odd.
Odd?
Yeah, well, now let me ask you some of the questions.
Well, now, this is just for fun, ain't it? I mean, it don't count.
Oh, yeah, sure, just for fun. Now, let me see. All right, here's one. It said that you can't fool Mother Nature. Would that hold true with A, Father Nature, B, Uncle Nature, C, Brother-in-Law Nature?
It's C, Brother-in-Law Nature.
Well, what do you think, Jesse?
Well, I don't even understand the question.
It's C.
No, it's A.
Why?
Well, it's logical, Sam. Now, see, if C were the correct answer, if C was correct, the answer would have been that you could fool sister-in-law nature, right?
I don't understand that.
Well, now, here's another. Not counting leprosy, name another disease that causes depression.
Well, all of them.
Sure, all of them. Is that right?
Well, I don't know, but the answer is prickly heat. Now, here's another good one. It says this question is to measure creativity. Now, if you go to a convention in Philadelphia and your wife can't get you on the telephone the first evening that you're there, what do you tell your wife? A, you're examining the crack in the Liberty Bell. B, you were attending a seminar on waterfowl of North Dakota. C, you were locked out of your room and spent the night in the linen closet on the 14th floor.
This is what you have to answer to get in college?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, what did I do? I ain't married.
Well, you wouldn't get into college. Here's one I like. If you invite a foreign diplomat to dinner and you find that he has a wooden leg, do you seat him A, right of the hostess, B, left of the hostess, C, ask him to stand throughout the meal?
Now, it depends on whether his leg bends or not, don't it?
What do these questions have to do with getting into college?
Jesse, you don't understand. We can't be too careful in screening students.
Well, that's right now, Jesse. They could make a mistake and accept some kid did find a cure for cancer.
Thank you.